America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back with some Braves news. Yesterday, the team announced that they have exercised Marcelo Ozuna's option for the 2025 season and declined options on right-handed pitcher Luke Jackson and center Travis d'Arnaud. Additionally, the club reinstated Ronald Acuna Jr., left-handed pitcher Ray Kerr, left-handed pitcher Angel Perdomo, and then your right-hander Spencer Strider as well. So,
yeah, and then Joe Jimenez is going to sit out basically all of 2025 because he had surgery on his cartilage in his left knee, which is huge because I know he had the slight slip-up in the doubleheader playing as a playing game, but he was pretty good as a setup man. I mean, he had a 2.62 ERA in 24, and he pitched career high in innings and in games. So that part, but the Travis d'Arnaud thing is really what the Marcelo Ozuna was kind of, you knew you were picking up that option, especially when you traded Soler on, Thursday? For Canning and who may or may not play, be on the roster. They may not tender him, but the d'Arnaud stuff is huge.
And then Max Fried news as well. So they have tendered a qualifying offer to him.
Yeah, and he will kindly decline.
He will decline. Means they get no compensation thanks if he signs anywhere. But I just, the d'Arnaud stuff is, that was your backup catcher. He's been here forever. He's been a leader on the team. The $8 million, is it too much? You're clearly trying to get some flexibility, financial flexibility, which has been a term that this organization has used quite a bit over the last 10 years. But that's what you're trying to do. So where do you go from here? Is it, you know, is it a situation where Walker Buehler, who the Dodgers did not give a qualifying offer to, is that a guy that you might go after if you can't re-sign Max Fried? Or is some of this because you're thinking you might go after Max Fried? I mean, you also have to upgrade Arcia. What are you going to do at catcher? Drake Baldwin, I think, was one of your – I think he might have been the minor league player of the year last year for the team. I know he had a good year, but he's a young catcher.
Trump, right? Your game plan cannot be Chadwick Trump next year at backup catcher.
Well, no, I think it would be Baldwin. But there's no such thing – but there's really no such thing as a backup catcher. Because what it is that it's
co-starter.
Pretty much. I mean, you don't do back. If I catch a night game, then you're not going to let me start in a day game the next day. So you know, one of y'all would be starting catcher. That's how this organization kind of rolls with it. That's how a lot of teams do it these days. That's the right way to do it. It's kind of like running backs. You don't have one these days that is the bell cow. Most teams that do it right have two. It's kind of the same thing. You want to save the wear and tear. I actually think that maybe Travis d'Arnaud would come back for less if maybe I'm wrong, but I would like to think that he would. I think that's a guy that wants to be here, and I think a lot of guys want him here. And I almost would kind of think that Alex has a good plan in place for this. It might be something that they've talked about, but the Jimenez stuff, now it's a move you're going to go out and find another reliever, because that that is not something you've had. You did redo Lopez's contract, Ronaldo Lopez's contract over the weekend as well.
Yeah.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.